They were asked about their track record in delivering jobs and investment out into the regions and away from Dublin and Cork, for example. And I felt they were painting a rosy picture. And in terms of Donegal, they repeatedly refer to jobs that are being created at existing companies. And that's not what we're asking them. What we're saying to them is, what about the site visits? What about new investments to the county? So I challenge them to up their game, particularly in the context of Brexit.
The IDA some time ago announced as part of a deal with Donegal County Council that they were going to concentrate their efforts on Letterkenny, and land elsewhere, including land in Inishowen, was handed to Donegal County Council to be dealt with by the local enterprise office and other agencies within the county. Do you believe it's time for that arrangement to be reassessed?
I definitely do. Obviously, there are a number of companies based in Letterkenny that have grown over recent years. That's very welcome. We have the Letterkenny Institute of Technology, you know, that's a good partner organisation there. But we also need to look at other parts of the county, and particularly Inishowen Peninsula, East Donegal. You know, there's opportunities, but particularly right now there are threats that are there from Brexit. So they need to think beyond the current strategy that isn't working for the whole of the county. But most importantly, they need to focus on Donegal. They need to be bringing more investors here. They need to tell the story of the companies that have actually grown, like Primerica, and added more jobs, that are clearly happy here, and do a better job for our county.